many people think the wage gap exists, but it actually doesn't.
Actually, the wage gap, it does exist, but not the way you may believe.
So a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about the wage gap. They think that this bizarre number of 79 cents to every man's dollar exists. That statistic comes from a lot of different sources. However, none of those are actually credible. The source that you'd really want to get would be a .org website, even, or the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the United States. But what a lot of these people go off of is from blog posts by other people, or by just what they hear, which isn't actually true. As Forbes says, which I consider Forbes to be a credible source, the official Bureau of Labor Department statistics show that the median earnings of full-time female earners is about 77% of the median earnings of full-time male workers. That's very different than the 77 cents on the dollar for doing the same work as men. The latter gives the impression that a man and a woman standing next to each other doing the same job for the same number of hours get paid different salaries. That's not at all the case. The full time officially means 35 hours, but men work more hours than women on average. That's the first problem. We could be comparing men working 40 hours to women working 35.
I would just like to say that women, like, they like to say that this whole 79 cents to a dollar. But the thing is, like you said, it's not credible. And the thing is, they're, like, mixing different jobs. So, like, how can that be reliable if they're, like, mixing different occupations? You're not giving any more detail on what they're doing, what roles, like, whether they have, a promotion or not. They're, like, above somebody on managerial services or whatever. So they're just not – so you can't say that men are getting paid more and you're not backing up whether you're saying – say you go into specifics, same job – same level of, I don't know, what do you say, leadership, I guess, in that company. So, like, women, like, they, not trying to, like, say anything against them, but they don't need to go on about how men get paid more.
Well, the whole problem really begins that nobody really thinks that women usually start out at jobs and work those same jobs for a lot longer than men do. They work in that same position. Men usually seek advancement more often than women do, and maybe that's the core issue. But the idea that men are able to seek advancement because they, I don't know if it's that they had that personal drive or just that men are encouraged more in our society to do that. But if they seek those advancements, usually advancements do come with a pay raise. So that means that those men who seek advancement would continue to make more on average than the women that don't seek advancement do. If you stay in the same secretary position for 25 years versus a man who started out of that secretary position and then later on becomes his boss, you're going to be making more money than that secretary does.
I would also like to state that people... should I add a flag there to cut that? Okay. If you take the whole thing that women actually get paid more, like, on a U.S. average, 8% more than men in cities, and where highly dense population is at. So, I mean, a lot of jobs there, obviously. You can't say that women get paid more than men when they're getting, or men get paid more than women, my bad, when women are getting paid more than men.
I think that disparity really comes from, at least partially, that women nowadays find it, because for so long our society was, quote-unquote, against women. We kept women out of college, we kept women out of post-secondary education in general, and from higher-paying jobs, that we, women now have this, entitlement to post-secondary education, to scholarship programs. Women find it almost three times more easy than men do to get a post-secondary education, and scholarships as well. due to the entire idea of a minority quota, which most universities in the United States now have, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to encourage diversity. Diversity is the mother of a lot of good parts of our culture, but at the same time, we have to remember that you can't try to push for diversity by excluding another group.
Add a flag there. Okay, can you... I'm going to add a flag. Can you go ahead and, like, pull up that thing about the...
The logos?
Yeah.
This is it.
No, I meant the pathos or ethos, whatever you said. You're going to use for the rape thing.
Oh.
What's the website? Okay, so I'll say according to the New York Post. So I'll just go ahead and state that basically a man, a woman accused a man of rape, but
and the guy, yeah, the woman didn't offer any evidence and the court didn't find any, so they got rid of the case, but that didn't matter because the guy lost his job and his college.
So should I add a flag again? Okay, that makes me want to bring up the topic of rape and how women believe men, they can get out of anything with blaming men for rape. So, like, for instance, according to the New York Post, a man from Long Island was accused of raping a woman, but the woman, however, had no evidence to prove and support her claim. But yet, the man still lost all, like, respect, credibility in the community, and, like, lost, I mean, who knows, like, the court, like, denied the case because she supported, or no evidence, yet the man still was basically punished anyways, just despite not having, like, serving any time.
I think that really, he suffered a lot more than any court could ever make him. That jail time would at least give him opportunity to be around other people. It would end eventually. His life would be back to normal, but he was punished more so by society, if anything. He was taken down to that level of... You can't ever really come back from that, the presumption of guilt, the idea that everyone believes, even if you were acquitted like he was, thankfully, that you were at some point accused of rape, which means that you have to put that on a resume. You were... charged with a felony. Maybe you didn't. You were waived from that. You were acquitted, but you were still charged with it, and that'll be with you for the rest of your life. Now, I would like to bring this back to the overarching theme of democracy, which I kind of touched on that with the idea of presumption of guilt. The foundation of our democracy is that you are supposed to be informed. You're supposed to understand the issues that are facing you. You're supposed to understand every side of a topic. I understand that we always come to this idea of party lines, of partisanship, that since I'm a Republican, I can't agree with a Democrat, or since I'm a Democrat, I can't agree with a Republican. But sometimes we need to sit down in the middle of the aisle and we need to think, maybe instead I should think of these not as my enemies, but as other people that also have valid opinions, and we need to talk about it. We don't need to yell at each other, we need to put away our weapons, and we need to talk. We just need to discuss this. With the entire idea of the wage gap, the two sides are so polarized against each other, they don't bother to do any research. We've got, on one side, people that are so radically anti-male, misandrists, who believe that men are the cause of all the world's problems and shouldn't get jobs in the first place. And on the opposite side, we have misogynists who believe that women don't deserve jobs in the first place. Women's job is in the home. And both of those ideas are so... One's so outdated that doesn't even make sense that you would even try to bring that up in today's society. The other one's so postmodern,
factually incorrect,
that there's no reason to bring that to the table and try to introduce that as a valid argument.
I mean, I'm not really here to cause any controversy between men and women. I respect women because I believe women are equal to men because they are. They're humans. They're the same. So. I'm not at all a misogynist, but what I'm trying to say is that people who are feminists should not attack men, whereas, like, also men should, in their own, like, place, should not be attacking women, but women are, like, trying to make men look bad and act like they make, like, they do not want them to work, like, they don't pay as much, but overall, I just believe that feminism is just, like, there's no point in women. It's proved, even the wage gap, because even though we are saying that women are getting paid more, men are definitely still getting, and there is still, obviously, like the wage gap does exist, the way feminists believe. But that would make them hypocritical, because it's vice versa.
I think it's more so a gender earnings gap than it is a wage gap. The wage gap would imply that you're getting paid different for the same job or the same amount of time, but in reality, you're getting paid the same amount for, you're getting paid less for different jobs. You're working a lower paying job. But in reality, this is just an opinion. So I guess if you still want to believe that the wage gap exists and that it's not a threat for our democracy, for you to believe that despite the factual evidence that says otherwise, or you want to believe that the wage gap could never exist and that there is no earnings gap, then you can go right ahead and believe that. That's the power of our democracy. But this has been Mason.
And Michael.
And that's
it's fun. Thank you.